USA Radio News.
Voters in Georgia will head to the polls Tuesday to decide the runoff election in the state's Senate race. Recent polling shows Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has a narrow lead over Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Early voting wrapped up in Georgia over the weekend, with more than 350,000 people casting their ballots on Friday alone. A Republican senator isn't mincing her words about Democrats' decision to move the first-in-the-nation caucus from Iowa to South Carolina. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said Democrats gave the Midwest the, quote, middle finger, end quote, with the move. The DNC said they will make the change due to a lack of diversity in Iowa, as well as South Carolina's role in turning around President Biden's 2020 campaign. Back in Washington, the highest court in the land is hearing a case about discrimination, where the company owner argues she will serve anyone, just not any topic.
The web designer who's opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because it's a conflict of her religious beliefs. Lori Smith is at the center of this case. She spoke after oral arguments on Fox News.
The right to speak freely is guaranteed to each and every one of us, and a win for me is a win for everybody.
The court is expected to issue a decision on the case at some point before its term wraps up in June. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Monday Night Football sees the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are leading the NFC South currently with a 5-6 record, face off against the New Orleans Saints. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Elon Musk's Neuralink, a medical device company, is under federal investigation for potential animal welfare violations. Neuralink Corp. is developing a brain implant it hopes will help paralyzed people walk again. But some sources inside the company say it's causing needless suffering among the animals being tested. Meanwhile, Musk is focused on a different animal-based company, the Bluebird of Twitter.
New CEO Elon Musk has given official Twitter documents to the media that exposes the federal government and Twitter executives as it happened during a presidential election. Mr. Musk on Saturday explained his position.
I think there will be more smoking guns, because the obvious next question is, well, what happened after the election? That's probably the right thing for episode two, is what happened after the election.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a scientist named Andrew Huff worked of EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S. taxpayer-funded nonprofit group that collaborated with the Chinese laboratory on bat virus research ahead of the COVID-19 outbreak. Huff now claims that COVID-19 was man-made and that he saw the potential for the lab leak out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology as early as 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.